This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration is launching a massive bid to tackle climate change and is elevating the very idea to a national security priority. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
After years of Trump administration moves, he says, worsen the destructive effects of climate change, the president says the U.S. must act.
We can't wait any longer.
Laying out the most ambitious American effort yet to slow global warming caused by humans. He's aiming to cut oil, gas, and coal emissions and double energy production from offshore wind turbines. It's all politically risky, and while Republicans are blasting the president's moves as job killers.
It's about jobs. Good paying union jobs.
Saying America will invest in workers to develop, build, and install clean energy technologies. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
British citizens returning home from roughly 30 countries deemed at high risk from new coronavirus variants could soon have to quarantine in hotels. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said beefed up rules will require travelers to stay in hotels near airports for 10 days.
I can announce that we will require all such arrivals who cannot be refused entry to isolate in government-provided accommodation, such as hotels, for 10 days without exception.
Non-British arrivals from the targeted destinations, including South America, Portugal, the Cape Verde Islands, and South Africa, are already barred following the discovery of two virus variants in Brazil and South Africa. The 10-day quarantine will cost returning Britons more than $2,000, with meals served at the bedroom door and security guards supervising their stays. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Russian police on Wednesday searched the Moscow apartment of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, another residence where his wife is living, and the offices of his anti-corruption organization. In one of the raids, police detained Navalny's brother Oleg. Leonid Volkov, the head of Navalny's corruption investigating organization, said the searches were being carried out for alleged epidemiological or sanitary violations. Police also searched the apartment of Navalny's spokeswoman, who was arrested last week and jailed, and an investigator for Navalny's group. The searches come amid rising tensions over Navalny. Demonstrations demanding his release were held nationwide in Russia last weekend. The new top U.S. diplomat, Anthony Blinken, is pledging to work with core allies and partners to confront complex global challenges while investing in a diverse and inclusive American Foreign Service. Blinken was officially welcomed to the State Department Wednesday for the first time as Secretary of State after the U.S. Senate voted 78-22 Tuesday to approve him. In remarks to State Department employees, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said U.S. leadership is back.
America's leadership is needed around the world, and we'll provide it, because the world is far more likely to solve problems and meet challenges when the United States is there.
Blinken has pledged to be a leading force in the administration's bid to reframe the U.S. relationship with the rest of the world after 4 years in which President Donald Trump questioned longtime alliances. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says it is not a question of whether this year's Tokyo Games will take place, but how. Speaking after a meeting of the International Olympic Committee's executive board in Switzerland on Wednesday, Bach said that all steps possible are being taken to make sure the Olympics are safe.
And in this, we are relying on the advice of all the different authorities, the Japanese government, the health authorities, the World Health Organization. We are talking with the manufacturers of vaccines, with all the experts.
Bach said that the IOC is having to ask for patience and understanding from athletes, from the National Olympic Committees, from the Japanese people, and from everybody. Bach rejected any suggestion that the Olympics could be postponed for a second time or canceled entirely. On Wall Street, stocks took a tumble with all three major indices closing more than 2% lower. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.